Welcome to the review show on the Anfield Wrap, a review show where Liverpool are in their third European Cup final in 5 years. Another European Cup semi-final victory to talk about with Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers, an amazing feat, an amazing achievement. Enjoy it, savour it. Days of your life stuff from one of the best teams we'll ever see. Sean, talk pre-game. I was particularly interested in Trent's press conference where he was talking about, he was really adamant and forthright about going there and winning, going there and laying down how we play, going there and attacking. Felt like Liverpool were seeing that as the only way to impose themselves on the game. I think they felt also that Villarreal would come at them with everything they had in the opening exchanges. The other thing to notice as well is on the lineup itself, Jota is in. He has to start somewhere in this run of games if he's not being taken as first choice right now. But what do you think was behind the decision to start him central and take Mane out of that position, put him back on the left?
Well, I'm not sure we'll see it again for a little while.
Maybe
that's one thing, because he does it against City from memory. I think he decided City that if Diaz is going to have a run against Walker, and obviously he doesn't know what City are going to do with the team, but if Diaz is going to play against City, I think he wants that experience in the semi-final of the FA Cup, which at the time was obviously far less at that point in time. If you were going to lose a game, that was the one, wasn't it? With all the games we had left, that you'd have gone, if we have to lose one, let it be that. And I think he wanted Diaz to have that experience. And I think you see in the first half of the City game there that some of the issues Klopp references after this game, albeit obviously against completely different opponents and things, but there's a couple of similarities in the two first halves for me. I think one of the things he will look at there, well, there's two things I think Klopp will look at in hindsight. One is just that front three of Mane, Jota, Salah, maybe just being a bit too static in a way. In that, I do wonder that whether Bobby and Mane in the nine, their movement and the way they play that role triggers the other two. And also the way Diaz does the role on the left is very different to how some of the others do it as well. You know, you could argue maybe has a bit more width, sometimes a bit more depth on that side. But I think the other thing that he'll look at is Klopp normally, when he gets a player in a role, keeps the rhythm. And we know he's a big rhythm manager, but I think he's also likes the partnerships and knowing what you're going to be doing. Again, at City, they move Mane central, he bangs. Villarreal, they move Mane central, he bangs. I just wonder whether he's, not just with Mane, and maybe in a couple of other positions, he goes, nothing wrong with it, you do it, you have to do it at times, but maybe I've departed away from the kind of rhythm of that position, and now I just go, no, like, between now and the end of the year, primarily I'm seeing you as a central player.